This month on Grace for All, we are replaying some of our most listened to episodes. If you are enjoying these devotions and would like to have them in written form, our first 6 months of content is now available in print. You can find it by searching Grace for All, A Book of Daily Devotions by Jim Stovall on Amazon. As always, thank you for joining us, and we pray that you will be blessed. Hello, and welcome to Grace for All. This podcast is produced by the laity of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. And on behalf of our congregation, thank you for joining us.
Redemption and Action. John 21, verses 15 through 17. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." At one point in his ministry, Jesus called Peter a rock and said that Peter would be the foundation of his church. Not long after that, Peter was put to the test, and he failed spectacularly. When Jesus was arrested and tried, Peter denied Jesus three times. What happened to that man who was supposed to be the rock, who was supposed to be the foundation of the new religion and new life that Christ wanted to introduce? In this passage, we see Christ going to some length to redeem Peter. Yes, Peter denied Christ. It was no accident. He had done it three times. So here, Jesus asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?" "Of course he does," Peter says. "Why do you keep asking?" This scene tells us something about our own lives and our relationship to Christ. We fail spectacularly, not just once, but many times. We do the wrong thing. We say the wrong thing. We let our cowardice overcome our courage. We allow fear and prejudice to overcome the love that is in our hearts. And yet, for every time we fail, Christ offers us a way back. "Do you love me?" That's the question he continues to ask. "Of course we do." "Then feed my sheep," he says. Do not just confess yourself, but put your confession into action. "Feed my sheep."
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Jonathan Jonas, Senior Pastor of First United Methodist Church. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation sharing the love and grace of Jesus Christ in Maryville, Tennessee, and now wherever podcasts are available. This podcast is written and produced by the members of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or any of our church's ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG. Join us again for the next episode, and until then, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the communion of God's Holy Spirit be with you now and always. Amen.